tired old and worn out man, and my eyes have long been blind. Most things that people say to me just seem to slip my mind. Oh, but the suffering and painful times that were in years long gone are still as clear upon my memory as the numbers on my arm. What will become of all the memories?
Are they to scatter with the dust of the breeze?
And who will stand before a world knowing what to say when the very last survivor fades away? When I hold my grandson close to me and his fingers trace the pattern of my tears, he asks me, "Grandpa, tell me why he cried. What is it that you fear?" And I tell him there once was another child who smelled as sweet and felt as warm, but he was taken from before my eyes, and only I remained to mourn. What will become of all the memories? Scatter with the dust in the breeze, and it will stand before the world now wishes to deny. How will they believe in someone who never heard the cry? As a way of passing by so fast, like a fleeting shadow, no one will recall the faces of the past. What will become of all the memories? Are they to scatter with the dust and the breeze? Yet one thought gives me comfort, it's all that I have left. Oh, I know that God in heaven won't forget.
Won't forget.